For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you may have noticed in the news this week the sale of chocolate giant Cadbury's. For most commentators, it's a big deal because it's the passing of another of the so-called crown jewels of British enterprise into global ownership. But it's also another phase in the loss of a Christian and specifically Quaker ethic to the world of capitalism. There was once another Christian Trinity in Britain. Not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but the Chocolate Trinity. Roundtree's, Fry's, and Cadbury's. Quaker companies making chocolate, driven to business by the Anglican ban on nonconformists coming to university, and socially concerned by the perils of alcohol. Many Quakers invested in chocolate as the ethical alternative. They were often seen as contrary and awkward so-and-sos. Quakers refused to accept the status quo, refused to simply go with the flow. Not for them, the slippery round of economic bargaining and social pleasantries. Rather, a direct and sometimes off-putting implementation of Jesus' command. Let your yes be yes, your no be no, and your prices be fixed. Many became prominent social reformers. Factory owners who built reasonable quality housing for their employees. Some of the first Brits to oppose the slave trade, to introduce pensions for mere workers, to campaign for an end to rotten boroughs and real democracies. And there was Cadbury's at the forefront. Even today, there is a part of Birmingham near where I grew up called Bourneville, where you can still walk along the terraced houses that represented such an advance in affordable social housing. To this day, you can't buy alcohol. Not even the local Tesco's is spared, much to their dismay. Though gone are the alcohol-free chocolate-serving public houses. An experiment that somehow never quite captured the British working class imagination. Now, in truth, this week's sale is but the last nail in the coffin. Much of Cadbury's Quaker vision was lost half a century ago when it adopted a more capitalist ethic to compete in global markets. But what can we learn from this Christian, gospel-based business model? And what's it got to do with today's readings? Well, the real name for Quakers is the Religious Society of Friends, or in earliest times, the Children of Light. They were inspired by the 17th century Charles Fox's experience of an inner light. The light of Christ, the light for revelation to the Gentiles. Simeon's prophecy was for them no mere metaphor, but a convicted experience, a direct experience of God in their hearts, who had come to teach his people himself. They felt the light of Christ searching the inmost thoughts of their hearts, but they also felt it transforming and changing them. In recognizing the reality of Jesus as the light of the world, they found that they too were called to be lights in the world, just as Jesus promised in his Sermon on the Mount. Their faith was not just about knowing something to be true, but about their lives being changed, about sharing that truth with others in everything they did or said, in the way they did business, in the way they set prices, in the way they spent their money. There could be no compromise, since that would be to deny the reality of their experience, the reality of the revelation. Simeon, drawn by the Spirit to the temple, beheld the light to lighten the nations and the glory of his people Israel, but it didn't stop with seeing. He went on to bless God, to utter those famous words of prophecy our two choirs sing so many nights of the year. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant. Even as he asked for release from so many years of waiting and service, he became a light reflecting the glory of the true light, which he had seen and celebrated. So too, that much less celebrated figure, the prophetess Anna, daughter of Phanuel. She saw and did not simply keep it to herself or between her and God, but spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Whether we want to learn the lesson from Simeon, or from Anna, or from John Cadbury, we too are called to that same process, to see the light, to know its truth, and to be changed by it. So next time you hear or sing those famous words, next time you unwrap a chocolate bar, be changed. Become a light for the world and share God's love in all that you say, all that you do, and all that you are.